The presidential campaign season is in full swing. President Bush stumped in Pennsylvania today, while Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry and his running mate John Edwards hit the closely contested states of West Virginia and New Mexico. NPR's Scott Horsley has followed the first week of the Kerry-Edwards ticket, and he has this report.
When John Kerry and John Edwards were running against each other in the Democratic primaries, they worked hard to find differences. Whether it was the different length of their experience with foreign policy or their conflicting attitudes towards free trade. This week, as the two men roll out what they're calling a new team for a new America, Kerry's telling crowds he and Edwards have a lot in common.
John's a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. As you know, we both share the first name, John. John was selected as People Magazine's Sexiest Politician of the Year. I read People Magazine.
After listening to both Edwards and Kerry at an airport rally in South Florida, 21-year-old Jolene Thomas said the younger senator is especially inspiring.
I think he definitely brings that to campaigns, especially because the largest gap of people who are registered to vote but don't vote is younger women. And I think if they see someone who's really good-looking and charismatic, they might be a little more willing to listen to him.
Next week, Edwards will begin to campaign on his own. And while the Kerry camp does not expect a big boost in the overall contest, they do think Edwards' background and accent will resonate with rural voters and others who might have turned a deaf ear to a Massachusetts liberal like Kerry.
John Kerry and I are together on this stage today and will be together as we go forward because we share a vision and we share a set of values. They're the same values that I grew up with in that little town out in the country in North Carolina. Faith, family, responsibility, opportunity for everybody, not just a few who are at the top. And I'll tell you something else John and Kerry and I believe to our core. We believe that tomorrow will be better than today.
Edwards' relentlessly upbeat cheer counters the Bush campaign's line that challenger Kerry has been running on the politics of pessimism. But Republican Party Chairman Ed Gillespie isn't ready to yield that ground just yet.
Don't let the southern drawl and the smile fool you. His message is pretty pessimistic. You know, the notion that that 2% of America exploits the other 98% and, you know, that we're a country divided. And it's actually a fairly pessimistic message if you listen to what he's saying.
The Bush campaign unveiled a new ad this week that's designed to show the Kerry-Edwards ticket is outside the mainstream of American values. Kerry's campaign manager insists the Democrats won't give an inch in that fight, as Kerry himself demonstrated at a New York fundraiser this morning.
Values are not just something you throw out in politics and you say, oh, I got better values than this. There's values are something you live in the choices of your budget, in the people that you choose to help.
This was not a week for heavy policy speeches or 10-point plans. For the Kerry-Edwards campaign, it was a week of photo opportunities and rock and roll. The campaign raised $7.5 million last night with an all-star concert at Radio City Music Hall. The event generated minor controversy when some of the performers made crude, R-rated comments about President Bush. Republicans quickly criticized Kerry for saying the musicians and movie stars represent the heart and soul of America. Kerry hardly needs lightning rod celebrities to raise money these days. Since he named Edwards as his running mate, internet donations have been pouring into the campaign at a rate of more than $1 million a day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Beaver, West Virginia.